my tribute.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved that you gave. And you gave, and you gave to prove your love for me. All the voices of a million angels, they could not express all my gratitude. All that I am and that I ever hope to be. I owe it all, owe it all to thee. See, to say it again. With his blood, he has saved us. And by my God's mighty power, he has raised us to God. For the things, for
trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. I'll sail through it all. Help me sail through it all. I've learned to depend on His word. Let's all sing it. Oh, say through it all. Oh, through it all. I've learned to trust in God. I've learned to trust in God. Somebody say through it all. Ooh, through it all. I've learned to depend upon His word. Yeah, oh, through it all. Say through it all. Let me hear you say through. I've learned trust in Jesus. I've learned trust in God. Oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. I've learned to depend upon His word. See, I've learned to depend upon His word.
I just told him to go on and preach. While you're up here, preach. I love music. Praise the Lord. I love music. Amen. Oh, man. What a treat. Shalea and Stevie. I tell you, God is certainly good. Man. What a treat. Praise the Lord. It is a good day. It is a good day. It's a good day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can continue to playing. I like that. You know, last week we talked about Samuel's call, and we compared him to the call of Martin Luther King Jr. And so this week I got stuck in the book of Samuel. And I know why now, because you know, with Lynn's dedication, and I wanted just to touch just a little while on the topic, when God shuts your womb. When God shuts your womb. And you know this story, I just appreciate the Bible, because the Bible is so real. See, the Bible does not leave out anything. We wish it would leave out some things. But you know what I'm saying? No, I really do. Especially the story about Samuel. You know, because I was always told about this little boy and his call, and, you know, he hears a voice. And Samuel comes from a very messy background. And I just want to share that with you. Today, you know, there's some players in this story I want to mention. You know Hannah already, and Elkanah was her husband. And then we have Peninnah, Lady Peninnah. And then we have Samuel. Of course, those are the players. And then we have Eli and his two bad sons. We're going to mention those two a little bit later on. And I tell you, man, it's a mess. If you want some drama, all you have to do, you know, all these reality shows that are on TV now, there's some reality shows in the Bible. Lord, have mercy. This would be a good one. This would be a good one, a good reality show. And so let's bow for a moment and ask God to bless what I have. Father in heaven, touch my lips and order my steps this morning. And may your people really get what I'm trying to say this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen. And so you have these players in the Bible. And first of all, the story begins by a man named Elkanah who had two wives. Now, you know there's trouble coming already. How's that going to work, Cedric? How's that going to work? Number one, he has two wives, okay? Okay. Now, the first wife that's mentioned is Hannah. That was his first wife. And so he got married to Hannah, and she couldn't have no kids for him. The Lord had closed her womb. Childless, couldn't bear children. And just like Abraham and Sarah, they couldn't wait until God blessed them. They didn't have the faith to say, okay, we'll just wait. Elkanah, who was a Levite, couldn't wait. He couldn't wait. So what did he do? He got him another wife. Bad deal. That was a bad mistake right there. Number one mistake. Wait on the Lord. Okay, just wait on the Lord. Just be patient and wait on the Lord. But he wasn't patient. He went out and got another woman, Peninnah, Lady Peninnah, married her, and had babies by her. Isn't that cool? No, really, really. Who's married? Who's married around here? I mean, Trevor, come on now. Come on, man. Come on. Okay. Jasmine can't handle kids. Okay. All right. And you go off and marry somebody else. You know, we family now. Yeah. Trevor got married to who? I just want to make it real this morning. Trevor got married again and he's still married to Jasmine? She can't have no kids? And he got five babies by this other woman? His other wife? That's some trouble there. Trouble there. And the woman he married, Peninnah, she talked about Hannah. Just talked about it because she couldn't have no kids. She paraded her kids in front of Hannah. Paraded all them babies in front of Hannah. Look what you know, me and Elkanah, you know, we're item. And 3 times a year they would go to the temple in Shiloh. And they would pray. So on their way to Shiloh it would be Elkanah and Lady Peninnah with the kids. And then Hannah, poor Hannah. Couldn't have no children, barren. And in those days, when you were barren, you were considered cursed when you didn't have no kids. You know, that was a bad thing for a woman. They just put her away. And Hannah was just getting it, boy, from just. And another thing, another point I wanted to make in this, I'm going to cut this sermon short. But men, you got to be patient with your wives. You know, Elkanah, he just kind of said, well, you know, honey, it's going to be all right. You know, and by the way, don't you love me more than those kids that you would have for me? You know, he was a little jealous because she kept wanting these children. They wanted a child. She just wanted a child. And I don't know, man, we don't understand how it feels not to have children when you really want them. Now, I can understand if you don't want children. That's up to you. But when you really want a child and you can't have a child, man, we don't have the capacity to understand that. But that's hurtful for a woman. And then to have another woman that your husband is married to, and then she has children, beautiful children, that she parades in front of you all the time, talks about you because you can't bear no children. How would you feel?
times a year they would go to Shiloh, and she would go before Eli. Here's another lesson in this story I learned. Eli, you know, had some bad sons. Terrible sons. I mean, they would take advantage of the women that come into the sanctuary and you know, fornicate, and they were terrible in the temple. And what a poor father Eli was. He wouldn't correct them. And that's a word to parents today. You know, when you see a child going wrong, step in and say something. Some of these children nowadays are running all over their parents. And the parents sit back and don't say anything. That's what Eli did. And look what happened to his sons. Desecrated the temple. And so, but the amazing thing is that didn't keep Elkanah from going to the temple three times a year. He would go to the temple and they would worship and present their sacrifices to the temple. Although Eli had those bad sons, they kept going to the temple. You know, if you don't like your pastor here at church, just come to church anyway. You got a blessing in store for you just for coming. God will bless you even though you don't like your pastor, but just your efforts in coming to church, he will bless you. They were blessed. Three times a year they would go to church. They would go to the temple. And Hannah, poor Hannah, poor Hannah. I just felt so sorry when I read this story. You know, she was just barren and talked about. And finally she said, "Lord, I just can't take it no more." She had just had too much. Oh, the woman in her life prayed, and these kids in front of my husband, he's not sympathetic. Lord, please. She got to the point where she begged the Lord, and she's begin to bargain with God. You ever bargain with God? She bargained with the Lord. She said, "Lord, look, please, if you give me a child, I'll give him back to you. You can have him back, but please let me bear this child. I want to be like other women." God has had a reason for keeping her barren. You know, God withdraws things from us for a reason. He don't give us everything we want. He has a reason. We're wondering, we're thinking God is hating on us, but God has a reason why he withholds things from us. I didn't understand that either. I didn't get a call to the ministry for 5 years. I didn't understand that. 5 years, Earl, I had to wait. You remember when I got that call in 02? I finished in 97, didn't get a call. Waited around, got mad, lost my job, had to go to unemployment, get an unemployment line in Huntsville, Alabama. Said, "Lord, what's going on? Don't you love me? I'm your child." So here's Hannah, barren, talked about, pleading for the Lord, bargaining with the Lord, and the Lord heard her voice. The Lord heard her cry because she was persistent. She wouldn't give up on God. And Eli, you know, I've changed my mind about Eli. He was a judge. And he didn't understand either. She came in the temple and prayed so hard. Remember the story? She was praying so hard that, what? He thought she was drunk. He didn't know the difference with somebody praying and somebody drunk. Come on now, Eli. So she's praying, pouring her heart to the Lord, praying on her knees, "Lord, please," begging and pleading and crying, and he goes over and thinks she's drunk. You know, that just made her feel even worse. Somebody calling her a drunkard. And she retaliated back. She said, "Hey, I'm not drunk. I'm a woman of God, the Bible says. I'm a woman of God. And please grant me this child." And God changed Eli's mind. God changed Eli. And Eli blessed her and said, "Go on. You are blessed. You're going to have this child." Same person that talked about her blessed her. So there's Hannah rejoicing, The Bible says she went back happy, knew she was going to have this child. And you know, the Bible makes things so real that you can't build a person up too high because they're human. You know, Hannah, I was really feeling good about Hannah and Hannah this and Hannah that. But Hannah, when she was blessed, when she got pregnant, she started getting an attitude. See? She started getting an attitude. And we got to watch that. You know, when God blesses us with something, let's stay humble about it. Let's stay humble about it. Just be humble about it. Hannah got excited. Hannah prayed in chapter 2. If you look at chapter 2, and I was reading in the Message Bible. I like the Message Bible for clarification sometime. Hannah was praying, and she reminded me, she starts celebrating a little bit too soon. She says, Hannah prayed. It says, and I'm going to read in the Message Bible. It says, Hannah prayed. She says, I'm bursting with good news, with God news, she says. I'm walking on air. She starts feeling it then. She started feeling it. I'm walking on air, says, and then it says, I'm laughing at my rivals. She started getting cocky, see? You know, it's almost like, remind me, Trevor, them football players, you know, they start celebrating before they get to the end zone. They start celebrating. And then one time I was watching, it was the Baltimore Colts. Somebody was going to the end zone. They started celebrating before they got to the end zone, and then they fell. And the ball was loose, and it was recovered. She started celebrating. And she started boasting. I'm laughing at my rivals, the Message Bible says. I'm dancing my salvation. So it lets us know that Hannah was still affected by the tinge of sin. She's still human. And that's what I love about the Bible. It tells everything. It doesn't leave anything out. So I guess the word this morning is, the blessing may not come immediately. The blessing may not come right now when you're praying. Some of you are going through some things. You know, you feel like your womb is closed. Things aren't going right in the family. You feel like the womb is closed. And I don't know, maybe God's trying to tell you something. Maybe he's trying to teach you something. Because, you know, I thought about Hannah, and it was the ridicule that she took. It was a criticism that she took that drove her to the temple to ask for God. It was her experience. It was that bitterness. It was that pain that she went through from that other woman that drove her to God. Had it not been for Peninnah and those kids, she may not have prayed enough. So sometimes God leaves us in a situation. He can work with mess. God knows how to work with mess. And some of us got some mess in our families. Come on now. Don't let me start pointing it out. But see, God can work with that. He can work with that. That's what he does. He worked through Hannah. And what happened? Hannah had Samuel. A man with two wives had Samuel. Samuel was one of the greatest men in the Bible. Faithful man, honored man. Then Saul, his son, David and Saul. Then on through the line. But God works through difficult situations and two wives and children and broken families and dysfunctional families. He still works through that mess. Nobody's too bad for God. Your situation is not too bad for God. He's waiting to bless your mess and open up your womb. If you just be faithful, if you just keep coming to the temple, don't quit coming to the temple. Keep coming. Maybe it's some bad deacons there. Maybe you don't like the pastor, but just keep coming. Your blessing is there. That's where your blessing is. And that's why God uses the church. You'll get some blessings here that you won't get anywhere. That praise service just a minute ago. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Man, on the key. Thank you. Just bless my soul. Stevie singing. Lord have mercy. Woo! Where are you going to get that from? How can you pay for that? There's a blessing here waiting on you. Just keep coming. Persevere in prayer. If you don't have what you want now, keep praying. You may change God's mind. Bargain with him. Give him a bargain. Say, Lord, if you bless me with this, I promise I'll come back to you. I'll serve you. Bargain with him. It's fine. Hannah did. And her prayer was answered. Are you praying enough? Has God been good to you enough to keep serving him? I guess that's my appeal today. When you feel like you've been given up on, when you've been talked about, when you see others getting jobs, getting promotions, and getting cars and houses, and you don't feel good, God's got another plan for you. If you wait him out, don't go ahead of him. Don't marry her. Don't marry two wives. You know, that story, the bad part about it, Abraham sent Hagar away. You remember he sent her away. But Peninnah, for some reason or another, stayed in the house with him. He didn't send her away. And you know that house was miserable. Miserable. But wait on God. Wait on him. Wait on him. There's a blessing in store for you. Better than it would be if you jump the gun on God. You try to go ahead of him. Wait on the Lord, and he will renew your strength. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads today. Father God, we are just rejoicing today because it's been a high day. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the music, the Sabbath school, Lord, the prayers, the musicians. I just thank you, Lord, for your word that's so clear and true and real. Now, Father, before I close, you know I'm going to invite your Holy Spirit, Lord, to work on some heart today. So, Lord, even now while I speak, Father, Holy Spirit, go ahead of me and work on and soften some heart today. Somebody came today maybe feeling low and feeling like others don't care. Loss of job, family issues, can't get pregnant maybe. Father, mother issues. Lord, help them to just wait on you. Take it to the church. Take it to the temple. Leave it there and just wait on you. But keep praying. Keep persevering. Keep putting you first, Lord. Because you know what's best for our lives, Father. When we get in it, we mess it up every time. So, Lord, take control today. And, Lord, before I end this prayer, if there's one that would like to come back to you, Father, and that's been away and maybe would like to be in the next baptism. We're having a baptism February the 7th. Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord, the Holy Spirit is working right now. I'd like to ask for those who would like to be in that next baptism to come down here, Father. Church, keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Those who would like to be in that next baptism, would you come down right now while the Spirit is working? While the Spirit is working, if you want to be in that next baptism, February the 7th, come down right now. Don't wait. You want to be a part of this great family here at Southside, come down. If you need rebaptism, come down to the altar right now. Right now. Keep your heads bowed, church. Pray. You want to be in that next baptism? You've kind of drifted away a little bit. Have you drifted away just a little bit? You want to come back and take a stand, come on down and be in that next baptism. Our Bible workers will get you ready. Come on down, come on down. Don't wait.
I don't mind waiting.
Don't wait.
I don't mind waiting.
Keep your heads bowed.
I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Jesus died for your sin.
I don't mind waiting.
He's there waiting.
I don't mind waiting.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting.
Is there one more today?
I don't mind
waiting. Pray, church.
Waiting.
Pray, church. Pray, church.
I don't mind
waiting. The Spirit is here speaking.
On the Lord.
I can feel Him. I can feel His presence.
I don't mind waiting.
Start the new year out right.
I don't mind waiting.
We're still in January. Start the new year out right. Come on, give it all to Jesus. Give it all to Jesus.
On the Lord.
Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it all to Jesus. Is there one more? Is there one more? I'm going to tarry just a little while longer. Somebody else want to come on back and be rebaptized or get baptized for the first time? Come on down. February the 7th, right here. We're going to have a hallelujah time. Come on in that next baptism. You know, sometimes we think too hard about things. Don't overthink it. Just get in the pool and get baptized. That's all you got to do. Come on down. Come on down. Make the decision now. Anybody else? Anybody else? Come on down. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. A little while longer. A little while longer. Holy Spirit, are you there? Are you praying, church? Or looking? Pray. Pray, church. There may be one more. One more. One more. Is it one more? February the 7th. Celebration day. Baptism here at Southside. Praise the Lord. Let's close with prayer. Father God, we're just grateful and we're thankful for your goodness, your mercy, and for setting things up, Lord, for moments like this. Thank you for this young lady and this young man, Lord, who felt the pull of your Spirit today. And Lord, may we as church members support them, love them, keep them, nurture them, Lord. And when you come again, Lord, we all want to go to heaven with you, Father, and spend eternity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the angels, Lord, and celebrating eternity, Father. Help us to really understand what that's all about. Give us a better understanding, Lord, of living forever in your presence, not thinking about this temporary life down here. Set our mind on things above, not the things of this earth, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let everyone say, amen. And amen.